5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
for America's favorite daytime fun show.
I feel like the show's going to be great.
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
Oh, yeah, there's a show.
Because this show is important.
Are you engaged to two people and want to make a choice on our show?
It's showtime.
Great show.
Did your spouse or lover leave you for a relative and you want to confront them both on our show?
Sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
It's showtime, baby.
All the shows will be doing it.
Thank you, America. That's our show.
What? Great, man.
Okay, it's magic time.
Well, now listen, you have a great show.
We got a great show for you today.
Woo!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. In Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas, more vigils for victims of this weekend's mass shootings with mourning and calls for action from them and President Trump.
Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun.
But some Democrats say the president's words don't go far enough. They want Congress to act swiftly. Bernie Sanders tweeting this. Today, Trump made a statement disavowing hatred and white supremacy. I say to the president, talk is cheap. We need action. Stop the racism. Stop the anti-immigrant bigotry coming out of your mouth.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. And a day after steep drops on Wall Street, China pushing back against accusations by the U.S. that it's a currency manipulator.
The country's central bank added it has not used and will not use the yuan in its trade dispute with the United States.
Fox's Cheryl Cassoni. This is Fox News.
Skin this flawless? How old do you think I am? 20? 30?
Try 60.
That's right. I'm 60.
I'm wearing the latest in age-defying, fortifying, glamour gloss whatnot makeup to get me looking this good.
Don't you want to look like me? What race am I? You don't know. I appeal to everyone. My race is beauty. And this makeup can get you there. Not this makeup. Obviously not the makeup we're selling. That would be insane. Behind the camera, there's Ada, an extremely well-paid makeup artist. She's the good stuff. Her makeup's diamond-infused.
Diamonds.
Ronnie, our camera guy, is shooting this 30-second spot with the same camera they use on Avatar. He had this set lit to make me look like a walking magazine cover, to trick you into buying the skin color manipulator. You know, like a lie.
Lies are forever.
After I'm long gone from the set, Brandon here gets paid more than you've saved for your child's college tuition to sit in a dark room and blur, enhance, and color correct every blemish, dark spot, and wrinkle I absolutely do have because I'm human.
Brandon.
Brandon showed the people a papaya.
Here is a papaya, a tasty
fruit. That's fine, Brandon. Our manufacturers put a fraction of a gram of papaya oil in this makeup so they could show you papaya in the commercial. It makes you think the makeup is natural. Plus, it reminds you of vacation. Maybe I'm born with it. Maybe it's 75 grand worth of work. Maybe you're born with it. Probably not. I'm 60.
Listening to some morning radio programs, you can get teed off. Get ready to wake up with Greg Budell.
Oh, somebody step in a dark.
Jay Scott.
When you die on your deathbed, you will receive total God.
consciousness. So I got that going.
Emily Hayes.
Who is that disgusting man over there?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
I was born to love. I was born to lick your face.
So pull out your putter and tap it in for a birdie. It's three men and a lady.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Drop me up here.
Need some wood?
No, I carry my own. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACD, three men and a lady. The River Region's favorite morning radio show.
Fishism.
Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and Shirley Greg Bell, and this man.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Happy first day of school. Montgomery County, Autauga County, Lowndes County. I'm sure I'm leaving out some other schools as well. Hot day today, just a typical summer day on this first day of school with a high temperature up to about 94 and the heat index near 100. Yeah, that's going to start to be an issue over the next few days. Fewer storms, hotter temperatures. Spotty hit or miss random afternoon and evening storms today. Low tonight 74. Tomorrow and Thursday, middle 90s. Sorry. Heat index will be teasing the 105 danger range. Only widely scattered storms, few and far between. Friday, a 40% chance of afternoon storms. I'll kick that up to 50% Saturday and Sunday as a frontal system enters the state. It's not a front that's going to bring any relief. It's just going to bring better rain chances. Right now, this morning, we have, ridiculous humidity, of course. Calm winds and mostly clear skies at 73 now at 611.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know what today is?
It's Tuesday morning now.
I read somewhere it's Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday.
You guys just are working for the weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, obviously. Why else would I do it?
Because I want to make a difference somehow.
You can make a difference.
You can make a difference.
You think so?
I do. I really do.
Just not today.
Aww.
It's showtime.
Yeah, 611. Anybody catch the postcards I put up from Warm Springs?
Where? I didn't get a chance to, on the internet, I didn't get a chance to read them.
I didn't look at your page either, so.
I haven't seen it either, just to let you know.
Just asking.
When did you post them, though?
Last night.
Oh, I usually, my Facebook adventures pretty much stop after random facts for the most part.
Yeah, it's been such a great tool for me. No, I put together three postcard collections from the trip. And
I see them now. I see them now.
I like that out of the room, I'm the one that saw them, but your first comment to me was, I don't follow your Facebook.
That's not what I said. I said I didn't look. It doesn't mean I never look. It just means I didn't look this morning. That's Mrs. Bitterbottle there by Dowdle's Knob.
I see that.
That's as close as I would let her get. That actually looks like a headstone.
Yeah.
But that's a barbecue pit that FDR had built.
Oh, that's the pit you were talking about. Yeah.
And after he died, they filled it in with cement to preserve it, and there's actually a historical marker on it. And there's some photos. They have a little display thing set up that shows him at that location, picnicking with friends. And that's also the location where he used to go with Lucy Mercer.
Yeah.
In the car that he had equipped, you know, that allowed him to drive. And there's the key points from within the little White House, and then
The appendage.
The appendage, whatever
hanging,
that is.
Hanging down.
Yeah, it got no bigger than that, but it stayed there for a long time. And it still looked cool, whatever it was, at 13 minutes after 6 o'clock.
I just gave you two heart likes on postcard 1, 2, and then just a like on the postcard number 3.
What are you giving me, Emily?
I mean, I liked it.
A stern look.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm kind of having a moment with social media this morning. Yeah, I think I might chuck the whole thing. Or
chucking social media.
Well, I don't know. There's so much I don't want to lose from it, but there's some things that happened yesterday that I think my best bet is to go through and everyone that I've not ever met in person, I will delete, and I don't want anybody to take that personally, but I have a stepdaughter now, and I don't want people that she doesn't know commenting on photos of her.
So. I only allow friends of mine who are actually people I know.
Yeah, I'm going to have to... I don't mean it in a rude way to anybody, but I'm, you know, it's beyond me now.
Yeah, I understand.
I've had that same thought many times about just dumping it.
Yeah.
Well, but you can turn it off and on, too. Before you dump it, turn it off.
I think the first thing I'll try is really cleaning up the friends list.
So if you do that, if you turn it off, will that erase it, or will they just hold it for you?
It's an account that is still, you can go back to 8 months from now or a year from now.
Oh. It's like putting a book back on the shelf, and it'll be there when you want to read it again.
Maybe I'll do that for a while, just a week or two away. See if anybody notices.
I'm sure they will.
Because I crave attention.
I primarily use mine for the random facts, so that's where I'll just... Because a lot of people couldn't...
And movie trailers.
Yeah, that too. A lot of stupid stuff.
Not stupid stuff, but like... It's nice to think of the way that social media was in the beginning.
Where are we cramming it today?
Wow. Today we'll be at Bachelor Technologies on Brockport Court.
Just wanted to get that out there.
From 11:30 until 1, you can bring by your school supply donations. It's our last week to cram the van because, of course, as you know, school starts back this week. So if you've got some school supplies that have been sitting in your car and you keep thinking, oh, my gosh, I need to drop these off. Bachelor Technologies from 11:30 until 1 today is where you can find us live and in person.
By the way, the Radio Hall of Fame class of 2019.
Did we make it?
No.
No Abby and no Hall of Fame
this year.
We're like the Rodney Dangerfield talk radio.
This year has been a big disappointment in some regards, I gotta tell you. Just has been. Ryan Seacrest, though, going in.
I see that.
From KISS FM Los Angeles on a show that is completely written and produced for him. All he's gotta do is show up and read.
Oh,
is he actually showing up because he's in New York doing that show? So he's actually on the satellite, right? Am I right?
I'm not sure.
I think he's on the satellite.
I don't know if he does. I think he does it in real time.
He does it in real time.
From wherever he is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now, you can. I know a guy in Miami, Neil Rogers, very popular. He took summers off and worked from a place he had in Toronto. And he had the full studio set up and everything.
Mark Thompson is still live in Los Angeles from North Carolina.
It is 17 minutes after 6, your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. It is back to school for many school systems this week. Montgomery Public Schools, Autauga County, and Dallas County all head back today. For a full list of school dates, visit alabamanews.net. A 17-year-old is being charged with attempted murder as an adult. Prattville police say they were called in reference to a man shot in the stomach Friday on Fisk Street. They believe an argument led to the shooting. The suspect is being held on an $80,000 bond. And Ladarius Dees will spend 50 years in prison after pleading guilty to several charges in Dallas County. Dees pled guilty to attempted murder, assault, and shooting into an unoccupied vehicle. Dees is also a co-defendant in another case involving the murder of Jermaine Tarver. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Here is the latest electrifying trend. People who have quit bathing.
What?
Yeah, this is a thing. People have stopped bathing, showering, and washing themselves completely so they can let the natural bacteria of their skin grow, flourish, and handle the job of keeping them clean.
Oh,
what
great.
Commune does this come from?
Good question. They believe that cutting back on these products, it can help fight skin diseases like acne and eczema.
Yeah.
A woman who works out a ton, doesn't shower after, says, over time my skin is adjusted, I don't smell.
Oh.
There's really no scientific evidence either way, but this is the thing.
She can't smell herself.
If anytime you get a little ripe, I mean, I can tell. Personally, I think you can be aware of that.
I can smell myself when I'm been.
That's what I mean with her saying that
hot summer day.
That she doesn't smell anymore after she works out because she doesn't. She's nose blind to it.
I understand what you're saying.
Just like I don't smell the cat box
out west. Out west, those cowboys. What, once a month or
yeah,
a shot. I mean, a bath.
Jump in the river.
Yeah.
Because we always applaud ourselves. Man, are we glad we didn't live, you know, 150 years ago when getting a bath was a weekly thing. People, it must have smelled horrible in this case. And people were using chamber pots and throwing it out the window.
Yeah.
London was an awful town.
But now we're going backwards. People are buying probiotic skincare products like lotions, deodorants, and other things you can use without messing up your skin's natural bacteria. And the market activity on these products has gone up 300% just this year.
Don't tell me about market activity.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah,
but
well,
you always know that it comes back, so.
No, it's not going to come back this time.
Oh.
Would you like to?
I'm very bitter on this.
Can I conference call you into Brandt this afternoon?
No.
He'll make you feel
just,
better.
You know, it was two awful sessions, then a abysmal sessions.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hasn't been good, and we may be headed for a recession. But other than that, everything is fine. Our topic on TV today is going to be awkward office small talk. And today also is Gossip Day.
Oh.
Awkward office small talk.
Yeah.
Good.
Anybody got a contribution in that regard?
Yeah, because I always screw up when someone's like, how's it going? I'm like, living the dream every time.
Well, we are living the dream.
Our boss says that, too.
We get paid for having fun, whether we're playing music on a radio station around here or some other thing. The timeline for this day, the 6th of August, is coming up, along with today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Don't miss a single minuet at 6:22.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your early morning traffic, and traffic is moving along pretty well this time of the day. We don't have any big problems on the interstates. The 31s all look good this morning, and the boulevard is starting to build up traffic, but there's no major problems for you. Let's just be careful as we get our work day started. For just 10 cents, a thin dime, and your good credit, you can drive away in anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Find a dime in the couch and then get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Hi, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. The River Region is experiencing a record year in real estate sales and looks like that trend is likely to continue. Low interest rates, lowest unemployment in decades, means more people are able to buy a house. In addition, our area welcomes thousands of new residents being transferred by the military or being transferred to a new job. Over 3,400 homes have sold thus far in our area, and 47% of our listings are selling in the first 60 days on the market. It's taking less time to sell a house than it has in a long time. Our listings have been getting offers and contracts, and we need more listings to sell. If you want over 40 years of local real estate experience, a team of positive, uplifting people, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or text me, 221-2883.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Lewis Lawn Equipment. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Lewis Lawn Equipment and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Piccolo Players at 6:27 with the timeline for August 6th. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
So old-timey, that particular open there. They stopped using that in 1965.
Wow.
This is the 218th day of the year. There are 147 days left on National Root Beer Float Day. You know, last year when we had Root Beer Float Day, we talked about where you can get one.
I think I went and got root beer and ice cream and brought it back to the station.
It's National Fresh Breath Day. Bailey's getting your teeth cleaned today, right? Good dog. And National Night Out Day. I don't know if your neighborhood's doing anything, but my neighborhood is.
My old neighborhood is, and I get invited back.
Yeah. Well, you're a celebrity now.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big star.
You should charge. 1787 on this date, the first draft of the Constitution is debated in Philadelphia. 129 years ago in 1890, the electric chair first used, this is a prison in Auburn, New York, that is, convicted axe murderer William Kemmer. He was fried for killing his girlfriend. They botched the first attempt. They had to zap him twice.
Ugh.
Also on the same day in 1890, Cy Young pitches his first major league game for which team?
The Baltimore
Cleveland Spiders.
Orioles.
Cleveland is right. I don't know, but it wasn't, I don't know, was it the Spiders in 1890?
I believe it might have been,
Spiders?
Yeah.
Glad they changed that name.
But the smaller players are called the Eensy Weensy Spiders.
I see what you're saying.
His junior team.
Eensy Weensy Spiders. On a more serious subject, 74 years ago today, the year is 1945, Dateline Hiroshima, Japan, 8:16 a.m. Japanese time, the Enola Gay drops the atomic bomb. 70,000 people instantly died. 60,000 people died in the next 4 months. 90% of the city leveled. The Enola Gay co-pilot Robert Lewis wrote in his book, "My God, What Have We Done?" On this date 57 years ago, 1962, Jamaica Amman becomes an independent nation with the British Commonwealth. 54 years ago in 65, Beatles released the album Help. It included Ticket to Ride, Help, of course, and Yesterday. And now, our song of the day, late summer song, so it still qualifies as a song of summer. And we're going to ride that horse until the summer's last gasp. 1966 is the year. Pride of Warren High School, Detroit, Michigan. 20-year-old Mitch Ryder and his Detroit Reels. We're going to do this cover song here, Devil with the Blue Dress On.
Looking mighty now, here she come. Wearing a wig hat that shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got breakfast on her finger, not in everything. Devil with the blue dress on. She's the devil with the blue dress on. Love her birthday. Devil with the blue dress on.
And it morphs into...
That was my jam as a kid.
Yeah, remember...
Loved it.
You inspired this playing this song. So
did I?
You are having an influence. But
oh.
that list you texted me the other day will never see the light of day.
Rich looked at me and he was like, this is not what we do.
I just, you know, you've inspired me because I think we're going to be, is Halloween on a weekend this year or a weekday?
I believe.
Quick,
it's on
to
a-
the internet.
Quick to the phone and just let me scroll over to October. It's a Thursday.
All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to go out and buy a large blue dress,
yeah,
and
I've
got a set of devil horns.
Uh-huh.
So I'll see if they can figure out who I am.
Oh, that'll be great on television, yeah.
Me in a blue dress?
Yeah. That song, by the way, morphs into Good Golly Miss Molly, too.
And it's amazing.
It is.
1973 on this day. Do you remember this? Stevie Wonder, seriously injured in a car accident, spends 4 days in a coma on this date in 73.
You shouldn't drive so fast.
And also, if you're blind.
If you're blind.
That's another consideration.
Didn't say anything on my driver's license. 37 years ago in 82, the movie Pink Floyd, The Wall, premiered in New York City.
New York City.
1991, the World Wide Web becomes publicly available on the internet.
Thanks, Al Gore.
That is just the most ridiculous quote of all time that he had
invented the internet.
He's been ribbed about it since then. 21 years ago in 98, Monica Lewinsky spent 8.5 hours testifying.
Before. What? What'd I do?
That's why I paused. Because I knew you were going to be naughty. 8.5 hours testifying before a grand jury about a relationship with President Clinton.
Yeah.
2009 on this date. 10 years ago today, Breakfast Club director John Hughes drops dead on a street in New York City, age 59, heart attack. Same day that Steven Tyler broke his 61-year-old shoulder after falling off a stage during an Aerosmith concert.
We had that moment on tape.
Is that right?
I'm just checking real
Steven
quick.
Tyler, Steven Tyler, Steven Tyler, Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler Holiday Hip. Recipes, Hip. Anthem, Screw-Up, Dench.
Shoulder.
Steven Tyler Holiday Recipes.
Let me check this one out.
Let's get this started.
We have so much history in our vault.
I'm glad we have so many microphones
everywhere in the world.
7 years ago today in 2012, NASA landed Curiosity, the rover, on Mars. I just saw a great special on that. Unbelievable. On this date in 2015, Jon Stewart hosted his final episode of The Daily Show and closed with Bruce Springsteen playing him off. It was a surprise. Birthdays, actor Eric Roberts is 35. Punky Brewster, whose real name is Soleil Moon Fry, is 43 today.
Punky.
Randy DeBarge is 61. Can I get a clap for Randy DeBarge?
If you would like
DeBarge.
One.
All right. Stephanie Kramer, who is a... who was not edited off this list for some reason, is 63. And the mom on Seventh Heaven, Catherine Hicks, is 68.
She was... Oh, go ahead.
She played Annie Camden on that show.
Yeah, but
that
she
was a good show.
She was also the mom in Chucky.
Oh, you're right. The original Child's Play, Chucky?
Yeah. She was the first mom to get...
You know, Seventh Heaven was
a good show.
Okay show. Lucille Ballwood had a birthday today. She died in 1989. Mm-hmm. And get this, John Bonet Ramsey would have been 29 today.
That's insane. Yeah.
26 days we are till Liberty Weekend and SEC football.
Hallelujah.
T-minus 114 days till Thanksgiving, and 2 days later, the Iron Bowl. And Hooray. Christmas will be here before you know it. The trees are going up in the stores soon. Just 141 days away. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Montgomery Sky Watch with a look at your early morning traffic, and we don't see any big problems for you this morning. Traffic is starting to build up around the boulevard, so just be careful around the intersections. If you're headed into town on the 31s, we don't see any delays for you, and the interstates are both up at a speed limit ride. Keep in mind, this is the first day of school for Montgomery and Prattville, so give yourself a little extra time this morning. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for 6 straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
A little surreal that the kids are heading to the bus stop while it's just a typical humid summer day. Hot and humid today with a high around 94, heat index near 100. Spotty, hit or miss, random storms today, but they will be few and far between as far as the last few days. In other words, not many to go around. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow and Thursday, mid-90s, heat index 105, near the 105 danger range. Only widely scattered afternoon storms at best. Then Friday and Saturday will kick the rain chances up. 40% Friday, 50-50 chance Saturday and Sunday as a frontal system enters the state and then stops and kind of becomes stationary. Right now this morning with 94% humidity and a few clouds, calm winds, temperature 73, 638.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
It is 6:37 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Don't forget, we've added another item to our end of the week grand prize drawing.
Yeah.
Party sized tray of wings.
Woohoo!
And gooey fries.
The gooey fries.
So all you got to do is pick it up at Baumhauer's and entertain the group. You can redeem it sooner or you can wait till football season starts. That's a nice item to win.
It's getting so close.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's creeping up on us. At 6:38,
it's showtime.
Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
You could be so much more productive at work if you didn't have to pretend to be interested in your coworkers' lives.
This is a real problem. According to a new survey, the average office worker has awkward small talk with a coworker 21 times a week. And we have an average of 17 meetings or calls a week.
That's much higher here.
Yeah, these are very low statistics. There's a lot to talk about this. Want to hear from our friends over at News Talk 93.1, three men and a lady. Hey, guys, how you doing this morning?
Pretending to be interested in your coworkers' lives.
But we are interested in what's going on in your lives, so why don't you guys take the floor for a moment, give us some good gossip.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ryan, take it away.
No. I need to stay gainfully employed.
I will say this is a real thing. Some of these surveys that we do, they're a little out there. Mm-hmm. This one is pretty serious.
See, I'm here twice a day, and in the morning it's way too busy getting everything ready for this show for us to get into that kind of stuff. And then I leave, and I come back in the afternoon, and I deliberately do not come back too early before the show because I don't want to get dragged into all that stuff.
Well, Andrew, let me ask you this. You have that big bullpen area in the newsroom there, and you're trying to work and get a story done, and maybe you're fighting the clock, and then somebody comes up with some idle talk. Is that difficult?
When I'm writing my story for the day, when I'm out reporting, I stay in the edit bays because I have my own cubicle. Mm-hmm. I have headphones in, and it's a lot harder for someone to interrupt me. If I'm out in the newsroom, it's very hard to stay super focused.
I bet, yeah. How about idle talk?
And I'm just one of these jerks that if I don't want to talk to you, I won't talk to you.
He's so upfront.
Ryan is my spirit animal.
I did go up to some.
My thing is, we're coworkers, we're not friends, so you don't have to tell me everything.
Yes,
you're right.
That's a thing that some people.
It's easy to blur that line, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and when I say.
I can't stand Ryan. This is all acting. That's what people don't understand.
Well, that makes two of us. You know I'm teasing.
And if I'm in the hall here and I just say, did you have a good weekend? I don't want a 20-minute dissertation on exactly everything you did.
Like all the stuff I put on Facebook last night.
I have the habit of saying, like when someone says, how was your day or how was your weekend? I'm like, or how are you doing? I'll be living the dream.
Living the dream.
I don't know why I say it. I wish I wouldn't.
It's a good answer. It is.
Yeah, okay. Also, I awkwardly end emails with, whenever somebody says thanks, I don't know why I feel like I have to have the last word. But right.
You are living the dream. You're working with us.
Instead of saying you're welcome, I'll be like, ain't no thing, Butterbean. Like, why do
I'm
I
sure
do that?
It's the same over there. But there are those coworkers you just smile and wave at. You don't talk to because you're going to get stuck in a conversation.
You're afraid that if you...
I will say this, that in the mornings, the morning shift makes this a little bit better because we are all so tired. And I've said this before, I don't talk to Ryan until 4:55 when I walk out into the studio.
Until you have to. Until you absolutely have to.
I have too much work to do. If I say, hey, Ryan, literally his answer is, hmm.
And luckily, it's a skeleton crew in the morning, and you get along with everybody on the morning crew. You have to because you see each other
too much.
Too early in the morning when everybody's not got their coffee and energy kicked in. But you just get used to it. If there's a problem, I'll say something. But if I don't say anything, don't talk to me.
But I like what you said, though. There's some people you just smile at because you don't. You know, if you try to engage them, you're going to get an earful.
Right. Yeah, so. There are people like that, yes.
Oh, boy.
I walked up to
saying, hey, how are you doing? I really don't mean that. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, there are some people here that don't understand that that's just a, I'm all right, thanks.
We have one coworker who will, if you ask how he's doing, he'll show you.
Oh, yeah. In great detail.
I mean, in graphic.
Sometimes you don't have to ask.
That's true.
Sometimes he'll just offer up his medical history.
Yeah, and show you the stitches and scars.
Jokey. Look at the time now.
People like that, they'll be sighing or something. They want you to ask how everything is going.
Right,
Yeah.
Or they'll start out with, boy, it was a tough day today.
Yeah, it was. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Small talk stage. But you guys have a great rest of your day.
All right.
We'll check in with you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we'll see how you're doing tomorrow.
And to hear more from three men and a lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Okay, so that last thing always goes out over the air, right?
What?
When he's saying goodbye.
Well, it does, depending on who's doing audio, if he already
puts it
on
there. Yeah, who knows if they do it on their end or not? I don't know.
Well, yeah, we don't know. It depends on the producer and audio guy.
All right. So be it. It is 6:44 coming up next, the cheap and trashy.
This is David Justice, owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Those of you who have grandchildren will probably understand what I am about to say. I have six little darlings under 11 years old who live elsewhere. In order to simplify my life and spend more time with them, I am closing my Millbrook location. All floor samples and stock inventory must be liquidated. Every mattress, every bed, every headboard, pillows, bed frames, furniture, it's all got to go. Many items are priced below original wholesale, but there are no holds or layaways and all sales are final. This sale is at Millbrook only, but extra discounts are being taken in Montgomery. Financing and delivery are available. Hurry in for the best selections, but discounts are limited to stock on hand. Cash, checks, and credit cards are welcome. Again, the Montgomery stores are not closing, just my Millbrook location on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, across from the Citgo station. Store hours in Millbrook are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Building will be available later this fall. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. Then we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I've got a dead body. Go to the gym and I'm working on my stomach. Keto diet, I don't eat carbs. 52 years old and I got tight buddies. Friday cardio, Saturday crunches, Sunday I do yoga. I don't lay on the couch, gotta get out my house, hit the gym, cause I love working out. Take a look at my six pack, yeah, the ladies all dig abs. Now I am a gym rat with a lot of exercise. You can be an old guy with a six pack. Other people just get fat. Tim McGraw ain't with that. I got an ab roller machine and I sit new crunches. Six pack.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's Cheap and Trash. And it's Talk 93.1 FM at 6:50. Playboy magazine is back.
I read it for the articles.
Well, the nudity is also returning. However, and I hate this word with a passion.
Uh-huh.
Supposedly, the new Playboy is also woke, which means it's goose stepping to all this other crap we're being sold to the media.
Woke?
Woke, like...
Playboy magazine is back. But it's not your father's Playboy that he hides in the trunk of his car. It's a more woke Playboy. A Playboy you can read in public again.
A woke Playboy? Sounds reductive.
Sounds like you're trying to gaslight. A woke Playboy means even more interesting articles. And if that isn't enough, we are bringing back nudity.
All right.
Excuse me?
I mean, is it still tasteless?
Even better. It has no taste at all. Gender is fluid. So every woman will look like every man, and every man will look like every woman, and everything in between.
That's something I can get into.
So subscribe to the new Playboy. Now it's not just boys who can play. Everyone can.
I wonder if the pages still stick together when it's slightly wet in the woods in a secret hiding place.
Is that what causes that? I'm not going to look at him, Emily, so you tell me.
I can't look at y'all.
How red is his face right now?
My shirt.
He's starting to match his shirt.
Okay. All right, here's a question, and this I'm sending this over to Rising in case they want to use it as a topic.
Uh-huh.
But in Britain, they did a survey on how long people should wait before they talk about a spoiler on a movie or a TV show.
Yeah, now that's an issue these days with the internet.
Yeah. The result was 33 hours after a TV show and 10 days after a movie is released.
Oh, okay. 10 days?
10 days.
They
asked 2,000 people. That was the consensus answer.
I would say a pay period.
Send that over to them. That would be a fun one. But you're right. These days, like Game of Thrones.
Yeah. I understand. Like for a
Stranger Things.
For a movie, I would wait 2 weeks. I would give somebody 2 weeks
I would think so.
But for a television show, I don't know. I think you just have to maybe be courteous and say, hey, did you finish that yet? Like you did right. with me Stranger in Stranger Things. Yeah. Which I appreciated.
It's also something, it would be kind of fun to get some feedback from listeners on this topic.
Uh-huh.
So I may post this on Facebook or we'll get a call or two at 272-9228.
You think they'll call?
I think they will.
Maybe. It's first day of school. Busy people.
You know,
they could be really busy.
With the internet, this show is available in Indonesia.
Whoa! Watch out, world!
I wonder how the Indonesians feel about Dakota Johnson having that gap in her teeth closed.
It wasn't a big, big gap.
Who was the one from, I hate to use this term, from our time that had that sexy gap thing go? Lauren Hutton. Remember her?
Oh, yes.
When she was popular, she was of the cougar age. Rich and I were just wayward utes. But she went a long way, and she had a very pronounced gap between her front teeth.
Then there was Betsy Ross.
Moving right along here to the rest of the crap. Cleveland Browns new receiver Odell Beckham Jr. was driving around Cleveland when he saw a car with OBJR13 license plates. So he got out of his car and signed the other.
How cool.
You're kidding.
I'm assuming that the owner of the other vehicle was okay with that. That would be interesting to find out. And a good sports moment. I know that we're preaching in the choir. Yesterday, the Marlins called up a rookie named Isan Diaz. He was making his major league debut against Jacob DeGrom, and he was hitless in his first two plate appearances, but he hit a solo home run in his third at bat. What makes this unique is that they were interviewing his parents on the day of his first game when this happened.
I saw the clip.
Is this an emotional day for you?
Very, very emotional.
Oh!
Is unreal. We're blessed. We're grateful. Thank you again.
That is timing at its
best. That's a cool moment.
Yeah, I love it. It really is. 6:55, I see East of the Rockies is on the phone.
What's up?
Hey, good morning. I was intrigued by your conversation about spoilers. My son, the 18-year-old, has started watching The Office, and we're just kind of like, we don't spoil anything around our house, man. If anything is going on, we ask, have you seen it, and go from there. I mean, I don't just blurt out, hey, I saw so-and-so play a practical joke.
You know, I understand that, but, sooner or later, there's got to be a...
I understand that after a while.
I just get tired of, like some of the we're kind of old sci-fi fans, and whenever the newest Star Wars movie come out, some critic has already seen it. They're already spoiling it before it even hits the theater.
Well, you got to put blinders on, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, Greg, you know, I'm worried that Dakota doesn't look like Ernest Borgnine anymore. You know? That kind of bothers me.
There's another great, sexy Ernie Borgnine.
Yeah.
Mikhail.
Yeah,
remember that show?
But not long. He died, I think, when he was in his early 90s, and not long before he died, he admitted something on TV that I would never have done. But we're not going to talk about it. So why did I bring
I
it
forget.
Up? East, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I forget. There was, it was something very,
yeah, that's what he liked to do, mm-hmm. to kill the time. It's 6:56. Yes, okie dokie. This is the last day this week. The ground beef will be $1.98 a pound at Food Outlet. That is an extraordinary price. I can tell you on their best day, the big chains offered at $3.99 or higher. And it's the same USDA fresh ground beef, $1.98 a pound at Food Outlet. Ribeyes, which are on the menu for either tomorrow or Thursday, kids.
Oh.
$6.72 a pound. And I found three in a pack that were just perfect. One for me, one for Rich, one for Jay.
Do that Thursday, if you don't mind.
Why? Think you're off the steak cliff.
That's what I'm saying, like steak for you guys on Thursday, because husband's birthday is Thursday, and we always have breakfast together on his birthday.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'll do that.
Okay.
And we got to remember to do a salute to husband for birthday. Burger buns, you're going to buy all that ground beef, grill them up. Burger and hot dog buns are 70 cents for a pack of eight, and I'm telling you, it's the Sure Fine House brand. They are as good as anything that has a more recognizable name on it. That's another thing you'll appreciate at Food Outlet. The house brand Sure Fine can save you a ton of money on everything from breakfast cereal to bread buns, but even the name brand breads like the Pepperidge Farm sourdough bread I brought in this morning for your egg sandwiches.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
$3.02 a loaf. It is over four. At the chain store.
You know, for the rest of my life, I'm going to hear that
Pepperidge
clip whenever
Farm.
I hear Pepperidge Farm.
We brought it back, didn't we?
Yep.
We put it back on the lips of millions of people. I was going to say Pepperidge Farm has three locations. Food Outlet has three locations. Millbrook, Prattville, west of 31 on Highway 14, and on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, where I'll see you Sunday morning around 7:45. Traffic and then Fox and Tube.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your Tuesday morning traffic, and we don't see a lot of issues for you. The boulevard is moving along pretty well. It's stop and go at the traffic lights. If you're on the interstates, it's a speed limit ride for you, and we don't see any big hang-ups on the 31s. There's quite a crowd coming out of the Wetumpka area, though, so be careful if you're headed that way. It's no fun when you come home and your pet has destroyed the trash. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pet in safe areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale